So I want to name the experience of stuckness that I think so many of us might be having. And I want to name that there's two different dimensions of this that I've seen. So it's an experience of stuckness where you might be going through a very challenging time or a circumstance where you feel like you're directionless or you're underactualized and somehow life is passing you by and you're getting a signal from deep inside of yourself that you're off course. But in spite of your best efforts, and it's not for a lack of trying, you just don't even know where to begin. And a lot of women say this to me, like, even if I registered for the course, I wouldn't even know where to begin to know what I even wanted to create. And I think this is an experience that speaks so deeply to what it is to be a self-actualizing woman. There's this yearning, there's this ache for something more that I feel like I don't even have language for. And I've tried to figure it out with my mind, and I just can't get there. So if you're feeling that way, I want you to know that that is, you know, like that is the perfect way to feel. If you are ready to get unstuck, the good news is that there is a solution to this. And what I would say is that when you're feeling like that, it's very symptomatic of being in a rut or being kind of at the end of creating from your mind or creating by setting goals, because the yearning or the impulse that you're feeling is a much deeper desire to want to actualize and step forward, and you don't necessarily know what that looks like, right? So, you know, masculine system of power works really well and is very effective if you have a clear goal that's predictable and achievable, and you can break it down into steps and you can create a plan and execute the plan. But, you know, when you're talking about your deeper soul potential, when you're talking about your deepest gifts, when you're talking about the yearnings to be seen, to be known, when you're talking about the desire for real intimacy and love and healthy, secure connection with others, when you're talking about the yearning for belonging, when you're talking about the ache to feel connected to an intelligence in the universe that's bigger than you, when you're talking about wanting to give your gifts in a way that they are received by others and make a meaningful difference, you know, these are the yearnings that we're now having, that it's absolutely impossible to create with a strategic plan, with a step-by-step plan. And that's why we feel so stuck. And that's why we feel so powerless. And that's why we feel so hopeless and confused. And so I want you to know that what I've found, you know, in this experience of stuckness that I just described, and the ache and the yearning for this much deeper experience, this is something that millions of women are feeling. And the solution really is to shift where you are creating from, where you are sourcing power from. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing in the course. So to get unstuck looks like putting yourself in a container of immense energetic support where you can connect to your inner strengths and resources, where you can plug into the experience of flow, synchronicity, self-trust, courage, confidence, where you can feel surrounded by support, where you can deeply connect to yourself. One of the byproducts of being inside of a masculine system of power is this deep disconnection from ourselves, this deep disconnection from our genius and our intelligence. You might experience it as your mojo that you had earlier in your life, right? God, I feel like I've lost myself. What is that? It's a disconnection from our soul gifts, from our essence. And so, you know, when you learn how to reconnect and resource and replug in and reactivate, and this is what we're going to do in the very first session of the course, in the Firestarter session. I'm going to show you how to plug in to your feminine power centers and make these instant powerful shifts to being able to source your knowing, your creativity, your energy, your power from a different place than spinning around in circles in your mind where you may have been. And so what we're going to do from that place, you're going to be able to feel and connect to these deeper yearnings, bring your awareness to them, and in the course, you're going to decide which area to create in, which area you want to have a breakthrough in, and there's no right answer to this. I would say about 50% of the women who come and join the course don't know what their intention is or don't know what they want to get out of it. They just feel like they are stuck and they have untapped potential. And so, you know, the problem is in this disconnection, there's no way to get traction. There is no way to get traction. And so coming and joining the course, they just know I've got to put myself in fertile soil. And that's what I see over and over again. That starts to happen for women who come in who previously described the experience of stuckness. Suddenly, there's like connection. Wow, suddenly I can really feel what I care about again. Wow, suddenly like my inner GPS activates and I have an inner knowing about my next step. Wow, suddenly I feel like I trust life again and I feel like the universe is supporting me and there's a feeling of flow and synchronicity as opposed to all of the push energy that I've been in and, you know, and in spite of my best efforts, getting no traction. So, that's how you get started. You don't figure out what you haven't been able to figure out up until now. You shift where you're sourcing from. You shift where you're knowing from. You shift where you're creating from. You shift the questions that you're asking. You shift your orientation. And that's exactly what we're going to do right from the very beginning. And when you follow that up with a step by step process that I'm going to walk you through. That's the great thing about joining the course. There, you can just surrender to the process. This has been tried and tested with tens of thousands of women now over the last decade. There's a very specific research-based, methodical, step-by-step process I'm going to walk you through that's going to activate your power centers, open up your vision, and give you the power to create and manifest and get unstoppable momentum towards your future. And so many women who've joined the course have just described the experience of making the shift from being in a black and white world to a color world. And suddenly it's like there's texture, suddenly there's power, suddenly I feel like myself in my most magical, empowered state again, right? So it's that you need to step into being that person you came here to begin to create that life, and that is the transformation we're going to be inside of. And I want to speak about the second dimension of this because this experience of stuckness and feeling like there's something more, but I don't exactly know where it is. This is an experience that I've found is also very common if you are already a very successful person. You might have a coaching practice. You might have a job as a leader in the world. You might have a lot of accomplishments or graduate degrees or something to, you know, things that you're really proud of that you've accomplished. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily feel yet like you're really on track for that deeper soul contribution that you came here to make, right? Like this is this deeper soul contribution that you were born for, that you alone are here to make, and yet I am a smart woman, but I can't figure that out with my mind. And so if that's you and that's kind of where you're feeling stuck, I'm going to say it's like another variation of what I just shared in answer to these questions. You know, it's another variation of this that I think is very much the same thing that is going on, where you're trying to figure out with your mind, right? So, you know, this is a great question here from Kate in Ra'ana, I believe. I'm really yearning to break through invisibility so people would really see me for who I really am and the value that I would have to contribute wholeheartedly without losing myself or giving myself away or others taking advantage of me. You know, and this is actually very common for women who have success, is that there's an experience also of invisibility, of my unique voice isn't being seen, my unique voice is not getting out into the world. And one of my favorite stories about this is one of my course graduates, and her name is Julia. I'm going to share her story. It's really inspiring to me, and it also dovetails into another story or another question I wanted to share this story with you about, which is about this idea of, you know, is it really too old? You know, am I too old to find my destiny, my destiny contribution? So Julia was 70 when she first started Feminine Power, and she was a Silicon Valley executive coach, and she was a well-known facilitator of a program that someone else had created. And while she was very competent and very capable, she felt invisible, and that somehow, even though she was up in front of people, she felt like her voice wasn't out in the world. And she just felt like there was some bigger contribution, but she didn't know how to get it. And she felt very isolated. And it was very, very hard for her to be alone. And she had a lot of fears of growing old when she was alone, she would be alone. And in the course, she had a huge transformation in the way that I described, and like shifting out of her mind and shifting out of the push energy, unlocking her power centers, connecting to her deeper desires. And she began to develop this incredibly powerful relationship with her, like she totally transformed her anxiety, which enabled her to begin to tap into her deeper intuition and to her deeper desires and into her deeper knowing. Because she hadn't been able to feel any of it on top of the anxiety and on top of the just kind of numbness and experience of invisibility that she'd been feeling. So what she connected with was her deep passion to be an activist around climate change and climate issues. And in all of the shifts and transformation that she did in Feminine Power, she began to have a vision of facilitating a global, you know, working together with, you know, working together with leaders. And she facilitated a foundation for a healthy climate. And she co-facilitated a climate restoration conference summit in Rome that was co-sponsored by the Vatican. And last year she was at the United Nations for the climate restoration conference. And she set forth into being this incredibly visible leader who could speak in this whole-bodied way her vision and her feelings and her needs and mobilize others into action. And she said that these were the flow-on effects of the shifts that happened for her in the Feminine Power course, where, you know, she stepped forth as herself with the contribution that was hers to do. And I'm just getting chills as I'm sharing her story with you, and feeling like what that feeling is, because I know it happens for me too in my work, from being a coach to really discovering what is my destiny work and my destiny contribution. And I know that this is the experience, having worked with so many thousands of women, of what it is to be a smart, conscious, successful woman who's already up to something, and you feel like there's something more. There's like more depth, there's more connection, there's more presence, there's more power, there's a message, and there's a voice that you're here to create. So you can't do that from your mind. You know, this is really, you know, one of the answers I would also give about what it is to really step forth into your purpose in life is, you know, most of us, if we're stuck around purpose, the biggest mistake that we're making is that we're trying to create a strategic plan to see ourselves in the future and what our purpose looks like and what it is that we're doing. And it's not something that you can create a strategic plan to get to. It doesn't work that way. On top of your anxiety, on top of your invisibility, on top of your disconnection from yourself, you cannot source the power, the creativity, the authenticity, the presence to generate all that you have inside of you on top of those disconnects. So that's really the essence of stuckness. Stuckness comes from disconnection. Stuckness comes from disconnection to your deeper gifts, to your desires, to yourself, to the energy intelligence of life, to a field of support, to all of this, you know, this how I would sum up feminine power in a sense is the power of connection. And what's really specific about what we do in the course is the actual very specific, very, very specific step-by-step processes and practice and support that we go through to cultivate this connection, to cultivate these abilities in a way that can have you, just like Julia did, really step forth into your authentic feminine power, unlock your voice, unlock your vision, have the clarity about how to move forward to be successful, and the courage and the confidence to go generate it and to step forward as you, doing the deep, beautiful, world-changing work that you came for. That's what I want to give you the power to do. And we're especially even more going to be doing this in the Visionary Women's Professional Track. I'm also going to be doing a special session on the transformational superpowers I discovered will give you a quality of depth and presence and ability as a change maker, as well as all of the empowering women codes that we're going to be working with in those bonus masterclasses. So if you're called to be a leader, if you're called to be a change maker, you're going to get exponential value out of the Visionary Women's Professional Track.